Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegray-Wood. AI cyber attacks will consume half your security budget by 2028.
Half. That's the word that stops you when you read this.
It is. Gartner, the research firm that businesses pay to spot what's coming around the corner, has put a specific number on this. By 2028, 50% of all enterprise cybersecurity incident response will be focused on incidents involving custom-built AI applications.
And to be clear, that's half your security team's time, half your incident queue, half your budget, going to a threat category that barely existed 3 years ago.
That's the structural shift Brett is describing. And the core problem is that your current security tools were built to catch known threats. They compare what they see against what they've seen before.
Which fails completely against AI-powered attacks, because those are designed to look like nothing seen before.
Exactly. Three things attackers are already deploying. Polymorphic malware, code that changes itself with every execution, so signature-based detection becomes useless. Reinforcement learning to probe your network and adapt in real time. And automated attack pipelines running the full cycle from reconnaissance through to data exfiltration at machine speed.
So your tools see normal traffic. The AI is mimicking normal user behavior. Nothing triggers an alert.
Brett calls it a ghost in the machine, invisible to tools built to stop visible threats.
What about the threat from people inside the business? A lot of owners assume their staff are mostly careful.
That's where it gets uncomfortable. Right now, employees are pasting confidential data into public AI tools, pulling AI-generated code from untrusted sources, and clicking spear phishing emails personalized with details scraped from compromised accounts. The context looks completely legitimate.
And the deepfake side of this is alarming. Deepfakes of a CEO authorizing a wire transfer in a voice indistinguishable from the real thing.
Already happening. And the employees involved aren't being reckless. They genuinely have no idea they're introducing risk. Brett's point is that you have limited visibility into any of it.
So how does a business owner defend against this without a security team the size of a bank?
This is exactly why Surf AI just raised $57 million. Their entire model is deploying AI agents to fight AI-driven attacks. The venture capital community isn't betting on that because it sounds good in a pitch. They're betting on it because there's no viable alternative.
AI versus AI.
Yes. An AI defense can spot anomalies in network traffic that no human analyst would catch in time, isolate a compromised account before it's used for lateral movement, predict where an attacker is likely to strike next based on behavioral patterns. Human teams can't do any of that at the required speed or scale.
There's a trust dimension in the article worth flagging, too. In the UAE, 63% of CIOs are already worried about an explainability failure triggering a trust crisis.
Not a technical failure, an explainability failure. If you can't explain how your AI works, you can't fully secure it. And if you can't secure it, your customers won't trust it.
Imagine telling your board there's been a significant breach, but you can't explain how it happened or how to close the gap.
Brett puts it plainly. Trust is the currency of modern business, and a lot of businesses are quietly going bankrupt on it without knowing it.
There's also the compliance gap to name. Most businesses have ticked the boxes: firewall, antivirus, annual phishing training, compliant. But those frameworks were designed for a threat environment that no longer exists.
Compliant, but not actually secure. That's Brett's uncomfortable truth. Each new AI tool your team brings in without a corresponding security review is another unmonitored gap in your perimeter.
What's the action this week?
The most urgent thing Brett flags is to audit your AI tool exposure. List every application your team uses, sanctioned or otherwise. What data does each one touch? Who controls it? Does any of it leave your environment?
And add an AI risk line to your next security review, not your annual strategy day, your next one.
That's right. And for every AI system you operate, ask, can we explain how this works if something goes wrong? If the answer is no, that's a governance gap that needs closing before a regulator or a breach closes it for you.
My takeaway for this week, compliance is not security. Most of us are sitting in that gap right now and haven't noticed.
Mine is to run that tool audit today. Start with a list, then decide what needs closing. Head to anabu.ai to read the full article. And if you want to know what this looks like inside your own business, there's a free AI audit available on the site, worth booking before this moves from prediction to incident.